USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is amending the Senate schedule to set up a Tuesday meeting. The Tuesday meeting will give the chamber a chance to pass a deal on the interim coronavirus relief bill and provide more money for small business loans in the popular Paycheck Protection Program. Democrats have been holding up the bill, and according to House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy,
we had a small business program working. She's now held up the money. There's 700,000 small business applications in right now trying to keep their doors open. Last week we watched 5 million people, new numbers for unemployment. How many more millions of Pelosi's layoffs will we have to endure before she'll put people before politics?
President Trump holding his daily coronavirus task force briefing, and at the closing bell, the Dow lost 592 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Monday marks a solemn anniversary for oil workers in the Gulf of Mexico, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's been exactly 10 years since the Deepwater Horizon oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico exploded, killing 11 crew members, injuring 17, and setting off the worst oil spill in U.S. history. The explosion ultimately causing the entire rig to sink. The EPA estimates that 4 million barrels of oil leaked into the Gulf over an 87-day period. A decade after the oil spill, the agency says Gulf waters have still not returned to normal.
Today is Patriots Day in Massachusetts, a day that thousands of runners from around the world had planned to participate in the Boston Marathon. The race has been postponed until September 14th because of the coronavirus pandemic. Authorities are also asking runners to stay off the marathon course on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The United Kingdom is starting to test coronavirus medications. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The world's largest randomized clinical trial of potential coronavirus treatments is underway in Britain and has recruited 5,000 patients in record time. The randomized evaluation of COVID-19 therapy, or recovery trial, is testing 4 promising treatments for the coronavirus disease. If the science supports it, they'll be given to the National Health Service patients as quickly as possible. Definitive results on whether the treatments are safe and effective are expected within months and could potentially benefit hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. The New York Department of Health started a trial last month that included a cocktail of chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, and azithromycin.
White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the White House is very focused on testing for the coronavirus.
We had about 85,000 a month ago. We're now at 4 million. We'll be at 5 million by the end of this month. So that's ramped up significantly.
Conway, speaking to reporters outside the White House, also says governors should start planning to reopen pieces of the economy sensibly and smartly.
Some of these governors have physically distanced from common sense. In Michigan, you could basically smoke your grass but not cut your grass. This makes no sense to many people.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.